from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Israel removes metal detectors from holy site. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from the entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside of the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the Holy Esplanade.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister Tuesday said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman on Sunday by an Israeli guard who said one lunged at him with a screwdriver. A Spanish rescue group on Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting in the Mediterranean Sea. The proactive Open Arms NGO said the rescue effort occurred about 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News.